We love our pets. We just don't love the smells that go with them. Whether it's a litter box accident on your basement floor or the not-so-delicate odor of barf on your living room rug, you've got to deal with it. Not just for the sake of your nose, but to make sure your pet can't smell it and return to the scene of the crime. There's scads of products out there that promise to do away with odors. But you don't need a bunch of different products for the different types of odors you're battling. Jesper from Premium Pet Supply in Bloomington says there's usually just one product that's your go-to odor attacker, and that's an enzyme-based product.
Most of your enzyme-based odor cleaners will take care of urine, feces, blood, basically anything organic that comes from a pet is doable.
Well, explain to me what an enzyme-based odor blower upper is.
Enzymes will essentially break down the odor and make it easier for other components of the cleaning product to break it, basically the odor molecules down and get rid of them.
Does it have perfume in it at all?
Some of the products are scented. Some of them are fairly subtle. Some of them are pretty strong. Personally, I prefer the ones without the scent, so that way it's easier to chase down if you got the smell or not.
Because the perfume, of course, will cover up everything and you can't figure out, you know, where things are coming from.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, looking at some of these enzyme odor removers, we have dog and puppy formula and we have cat and kitten formula. Why do they have to be different?
The cat products in general tend to be of a stronger formulation because cat odors, specifically cat urine, is a very strong smell.
Is it because there's a higher pH in their urine?
Not necessarily cats. Generally, you will use urine to mark a little bit more, and it's just a stronger scent than dogs.
Do you feel that using an enzyme odor remover, is that your go-to product when you're dealing with odor? Is that the first one that you would choose?
Oh, absolutely. And then it really comes down to if you're dealing with carpets or furniture, what type of product you should be using. Some are formulated for wood floors. We also have one that comes in a dry powder. You mix your own solution, which in turn you can use in the washer if you're washing a pillow or a blanket that got peed on.
How do you feel about homemade odor control? I read on the internet, hey, use white vinegar with baking soda and you can get out stain and get out odor. But I noticed, yeah, I covered the odor, but basically my house smelled like I was making Easter eggs, like I was dyeing Easter eggs because it just smelled like vinegar. Are those anything we could really rely on?
I think the vinegar and baking soda formula is great for scrubbing out stains, but I personally never had any luck with odors. As you said, it just smells like vinegar, and then after a while, the urine smell came back.
Is it ever a case where we just can't get a urine smell out of something?
Typically, you'll just have to use multiple applications if it's a stubborn stain, especially when you're dealing with like concrete floors in a basement. There's things you can do, though, if you soak it with the area down, you can now lay a piece of plastic on top of it and then lay a warm towel over that. That keeps the enzymes active for longer.
So if Kitty takes a wee on the bare concrete floor and we can't get the smell out, that's your favorite technique?
Absolutely. Just let it soak and then just you might have to do multiple treatments. There's also the flashlights with the little UV lights where you can turn off the lights and go stain hunting.
You could make a party of it. Come on, everybody, let's go stain hunting.
Absolutely, just don't take it to a hotel.
Oh, gosh. Good advice. What about steam cleaning? If we go out and we get like a rug doctor type thing, does steam cleaning really help? Certainly it would get out the stain, but would it get out the odor as well, or would it just set the odor even more?
Typically, steam cleaning with high heats will just set this odor even more, so it's better to pre-treat it with the enzymes. Once it's gone, you could use the steam cleaner to clean up the stain itself.
When it comes to using a product like an enzyme odor remover, do we have to worry about how that might impact our pets, you know, using various types of products in our home?
Enzyme cleaners in general are pretty harmless to use, so it would be in extreme cases that your pet has a sensitivity towards a scented kind with the perfume. In that case, just skip those.
Yeah, the perfume in a lot of products, that's there for the people. It's not there for the animals.
Oh, absolutely. The animal could care less. It's more for the human aspect of things.
Is there any particular odor-controlling product that you think we should definitely avoid? Something that is homemade or even on the marketplace that you think is something that's just going to make the situation worse?
If you're dealing with pet stains and odors, avoid any kind of ammonia cleaners and avoid bleach. It'll set the odor on a level where the pets can still detect it. and they typically would just keep coming back to the stain. And those types of products will also inhibit enzyme cleaners if you come back later and trying to use an enzyme cleaner.
Let's talk about cat litter boxes and controlling odor with them. What's the thing that you would most recommend for that? Baking soda, or maybe is there a powdered enzyme product that might work for that?
The first step I would do is to use an actual premium cat litter. They will typically be processed better to hold in odors, and it will actually work quite a bit better. You can sprinkle it with baking soda. You can also use activated carbon in there, but those little pellets might drag some black marks around, so something to watch out for.
What about bedding and the smells that can occur around animal bedding, like the dog bed or the little hidey hole where the cat likes to sleep? Are there good products for treating bedding to keep it smelling fresh?
A lot of your pet stain odor eliminators could be used for bedding as well to help reduce those types of smells. That typically comes from oils in their skin that just kind of builds up over time. Washing the bedding too with an enzyme product will also help get the bedding out. And in cases of using baking soda or something like that, you're going to have a powdery dog and just basically covering up the odor for a short period of time.
Nobody wants a powdery dog.
No.
What about cleaning the air, so to speak? What about certain things like lighting a candle to get rid of bad odor? Is a candle a good option, do you think?
Depends on the candle itself. With scented candles, you're just kind of covering up the odor. There are types of candles out there which releases chemicals that essentially binds the odors to the chemical, much like the way Febreze works.
Ah, that was my next question, is are you a fan of Febreze?
Febreze has its place. I personally don't really use it. I just try to find the offending odor instead of just band-aiding it.
You're really a fan of these enzyme odor removers. What did we do before these things were on the market?
Sadly, I think we got rid of the offending pet, it seems like. That's actually the number one cause of a cat leaving a house is peeing inside the house.
And if we can get rid of that odor, then we can keep the cat.
Absolutely, and we hope that you keep your cat for a long time.
That's Jesper from Premium Pet Supply in Bloomington. For stubborn dog odors, Jesper recommends using a product made especially for cats because the formulas are typically much stronger. Enzyme products make it easier for us to deal with odors, and local rescue groups make it easy to add a furry friend to our lives. Like the Animal House Pet of the Week. It's Poseidon, a one-year-old cat who belongs in the pantheon of pussycats. Poseidon is a snazzy shade of orange and likes to spend his free time being adored and getting scratched behind the ears. This furry fellow is easygoing, getting along well with both cats and dogs. Although he's a bit on the shy side, Poseidon loves humans and is hoping you'll soon give him a forever home. You can find Poseidon at My Lovable Angels in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.